and welcome to Coffee and Catholics, a Catholic Women's Talk Show podcast. I'm Stacy, one of your hosts, and with me I have...
Hi, I'm Alicia.
I'm Annie.
And I'm Lauren.
Hello, and welcome to Coffee and Catholics. This week, you have me, Stacy, one of your hosts, giving a reflection over the Oklahoma Catholic Women's Conference that I attended a couple weeks ago. Also, happy Holy Week. We are in the middle of Holy Week now. So at the beginning of March, I know now we're at the end of March, but at the beginning of March, the Oklahoma Catholic Women's Conference happened, and we had several wonderful speakers. The theme of the conference was focused on the Eucharist, and then the theme was that nothing may be lost. So we had Father Chris Alar from Stockbridge, Massachusetts, with the Marian priest up there. He came down and talked about Eucharistic miracles, and that was fantastic. And I wish he could have talked longer. He had so many awesome things that he talked about. We also had Sister Mary Bethany, who is a member of the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist. And she had so many beautiful things talking about how God sees us, about surrender and letting God's plan work in our lives, and approaching God with total abandon, and had so many beautiful things to say about trust and surrender and who we are and what our identity isn't, like what we do, but who we are, and who we are God's children. And so just these beautiful things about waiting, God, how God waits for us in the Eucharist, and that we are continuously looking for beauty. We sometimes try to grasp to control our biggest obstacles, but we can't do anything without God. And our God is not a God of scarcity. He's a God of abundance, and his love for us is in the abundance. And then we also had several of our archdiocesan priests talked about their experiences with the Eucharist, and it was beautiful, and they were very varied. I loved how one of the priests talked about being like Veronica and touching the tassel of God in the Eucharist, it's like just that healing and that the power of just touching the tassel. And then and another priest talked about how every Eucharist is a possibility to become the greatest of saints. And I just loved that. And another one of our priests talked about Eucharistic desire. I just loved that phrase, our desire for the Eucharist. And it made me think, if you've listened to the podcast before about my previous experience where I wasn't, I worked at a summer camp and there wasn't transportation for me to go to Mass. And I just longed for the Eucharist. And that's how I knew that I couldn't ever be anything other than Catholic. Just that whole idea of, Lord, to whom shall we go? I yearned to be with Jesus in the Eucharist. He also talked about how heaven comes down in the altar, and the words of consecration are intense, and Jesus and all of heaven are present. And it made me think about how, you know, somebody else has said before that if you're ever bored at Mass and you don't really know what's going on, because heaven and earth meet in the Mass. He also spoke about how adoration is time in which Jesus is in control. He's always in control, but it's a time where he can speak to us, to our hearts, and we allow him to love on us, and we give him that time. It's just a moment of pure love. And there's just so many beautiful things said. But so when I was, the ladies and I were talking about me doing this. It was suggested that, oh, Stacey, you probably want to record this, you know, pretty soon after so you don't forget everything from the conference. And I started kind of thinking about that. I discerned a little bit about whether I wanted to record right away or if I wanted to wait. And I've really had a pull to wait. And as I have waited and gone to Mass and have continued to go through Lent with all these wonderful things in my heart and in my head. And I don't know if you have ever had this experience, but when you go to a conference or a retreat and you come back and everything is so fresh and you're so jazzed and everything is just so, you're on like a spiritual high and everything spoke to you and everything was wonderful and it was beautiful. And it probably was wonderful, beautiful. But I started to think about how when I did this reflection, I wanted to talk to you all about what really stuck. Like out of all the beautiful things, what was the message that God had for me that day that he wanted me to know? And, I didn't know I was getting emotional. What did he really want me to know and live out in my daily life? And when Jackie Angel was talking about her marriage and the Eucharist, she said something that just like has stuck. And it has been in my head every single Mass since then. And she did talk a lot about healing, and that was very powerful. Even right now, thinking about it, I have tears in my eyes because of how powerful it was. But what really, really has probably is like mind-blowing and life-changing and to my core, I guess, is something that was already there. But I just didn't know how to express it. She talked about how her husband is not her bridegroom. How her husband is her best man. And the best man helps her get to the bridegroom, Jesus. And Jesus meets us as the bridegroom at every Mass. So if you are married, think back to your wedding day and how beautiful that was and how excited you were. And that's how excited we should be every time we go to communion. Every time we walk up the aisle to receive communion, that is our bridal march. Every amen is our I do. When you take the Eucharist, the precious body and blood, when you receive those, you are consummating your wedding vows to Jesus Christ at every Mass. That is what has stuck with me from the beginning of the month to now. Every Mass is your wedding day. And you don't have to be perfect. There's nothing that you can do to earn God's love. And there is nothing that you can do to lose it. You already have it. And he loves you so much. He gives himself to you. He gives his body. He gives his blood to you at every Mass. And we release these on Wednesday. So tomorrow, because this is Holy Week, we commemorate the Last Supper where Jesus institutes the priesthood. He shows us how we are to serve one another, that he is here to serve and we are to serve like him by washing the feet. And he institutes the Eucharist. He will be giving us his body and blood so that we can have eternal life, so that we can be espoused to him. You know, I've been also, I know this doesn't have to do with the conference, but it has to do with what I'm talking about. So I'm going to add it in. So over Lent, I've also been doing the Hallow Pray 40. And it's been talking all about surrender and trusting God and allowing God to work in us in our everyday and just let take care of everything. And in all of that, I've been thinking about this conference over and over, like when they, every time we talk about Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Jesus, I surrender myself to you. I think about how Sister Mary Bethany talked about surrender and trust. And I just think about Father Irwin and how he talked about that Eucharistic desire and that pure love, that moment of pure love. And also throughout Lent, my own parish priest has said it several times in daily mass, at Sunday mass. It's been repeated. He's like spot on. I just love it that a lot of times in Lent, we get so wrapped up in what we can do for Jesus. I mean, I've even said this to my kids. If Jesus could die on the cross for you, you can do this one little sacrifice. But Lent isn't about what we can do for Jesus. Jesus doesn't need us to do anything. There's nothing that we could do to earn his love. And there's nothing we could do to lose it. Lent is all about allowing God to work in us. Allowing that surrender, that abandon, that total giving of ourselves. Allowing God to work in us. Allowing the bridegroom to come to us. Receiving him. Lent is about coming closer and more intimate with God. And even though the focus of the conference wasn't Lent, it was about the Eucharist. It was about God's love for us. And that's what this whole Holy Week is about, is God's love for us. So I hope that you know how much God loves you. And how excited he is to meet you in communion every single Mass. And he waits for you there. He waits for you in the Eucharist. I hope you have a blessed Holy Week, a blessed Triduum, and a blessed Easter.
And as always, thank you for joining us.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Join us again in 2 weeks.
Until then, may God bless you and may Mary accompany you.
Coffee and Catholics is a proud partner of the Smart Catholics Podcast Network. Find new shows to love, meet like-minded Catholics, and join the community at smartcatholics.com.